Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days Podcasting Series. I'm Justin, this is the feed for the Hidden Node, my weekly series where I discuss writing, gaming, and attempting to do this stuff professionally. For the next month, I'm participating in the Dog Days of Podcasting, a yearly podcast challenge created by Craig Stepp. The challenge has folks attempting to post a new podcast about once a day for 30 days, and this is my fifth year participating. The last few years, I've attempted some level organization with this project, but for the most part, these shows ended up as streams of consciousness. This year, we're changing up a bit. Over the next month, I'll be posting a daily episode where I introduce you to an aspect of the elf-punk meets cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. The setting is a few years old, but it's seen its biggest developmental progress over the past 7 months, and I wanted to take the time over the next 30 days to explore it and maybe get feedback from all of you listening. As many of these projects go, nothing is written in stone until it's published on paper, so if an idea seems weird and practical or otherwise impossible with the rest of the world I'm putting together, then I'm okay with throwing it away. In the end, this project is intended to be not one, but several novels. I have an outline of a few of them ready to go, but none of them are quite ready for prime time yet. The first week of posts will start with an introduction to the world, the species that inhabit it, and a brief history of the last 6 billion years. This foundation serves as the backdrop to the setting as it is today. Week 2 will cover broader topics in the setting, ranging from how magic works, what cyberpunk aspects are in the world, and how much of the world governs itself. This support structure serves as the limitations to what characters can do, where they can go, and what possibilities exist in the world. For week 3, we'll be covering a couple of top 5 lists, where we'll be discussing the top 5 movies, books, city-states, and more of the last century, and how they impact the modern setting. Modern and near-future settings are primed with pop culture, and this doesn't exist in a vacuum of only a few years' worth of content. The events of the past century and the things that piqued the interest of the culture will have lasting impact. Presenting a couple of examples, I think, helps to make the world a little bit more full. Week 4 finds us deep diving into topics. The aspects of magic. What is the mesh network? How corporations and noble houses work together. And how did technology change a fantasy setting? These cultural touchstones reflect on a deeper world and serve as insight to character motivations and desires. We also get a glimpse of the main setting of the first novel, the city-state of Newcastle. My normal podcast will still go up on Tuesday, so don't expect an interruption there. And I'm going to try to get the text for these episodes up eventually as wiki articles for the writing site. Kind of think it's kind of fun to have a public lore database. So thanks for taking the time to download this and the other Dog Days of Podcasting shows. Each year this has become a favorite pastime as I create new episodes and keep up with the rest of the community. If you're not getting the show from the Dog Days of Podcasting feed, I'd highly suggest you check out dogdaysofpodcasting.com. The rest of the shows are really awesome, and you know, even if some of them don't quite hit my normal podcasting schedule, it's really cool reconnecting in August. Thanks again to Craig Stepp for putting this all together. Music for the series is from the album Under the Same Sun by Mr. Gelatin. The track is Hard Love. It's got that kind of cyberpunk groove I like without getting too loud. Music is provided by Magnetune.com. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.